Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tara and Kim with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the State Parliament has passed legislation to change Queensland's privacy laws. The proposed changes will allow United Nations Anti-Torture Subcommittee inspectors to visit Australian detention facilities after previously being refused access to Queensland mental health facilities holding people charged with crimes. The state's newly appointed Attorney General, Yvette Darth, says the bill furthers the government's commitment to upholding the humane treatment of people in detention. Australian states and territory governments had known for 5 years that the UN subcommittee inspections would occur, with other jurisdictions changing laws in advance to provide access.
The Queensland government has pushed back final funding provisions for a major regional road development. The Rockhampton Ring Road, which was scheduled to begin construction last year, was already hit with a multi-year delay last October, before funding was brought forward again. Funding analysis from the May budget shows construction won't be complete until the 2030-31 financial year, a year later than originally proposed.
In national news, Coles and Woolworths food prices have risen by a new peak of 9.6% over the last 12 months, outpacing annual inflation rates as living costs continue to rise. Investment bank UBS tracked the price of 60,000 food prices over two supermarket chains nationally, publishing the results in their new study. UBS analyst Sean Cousins says the rise in food inflation was due to ongoing cost pressures on suppliers due to commodities and the domestic supply chain, including labour. Mr. Cousins explained more consumers are shifting to private label products as prices continue to rise, expecting the trend to continue.
Defence Chief General Angus Campbell has written to several current and former ADF members in a new attempt to revoke some military honours awarded from Afghanistan following a damning war crimes inquiry. General Campbell informed those who had held command positions during the war in Afghanistan he's moving to cancel their honours. National President of the SAS Association, Martin Hamilton Smith, is calling for the Defence Minister to reject the recommendation, with veteran groups furious over the motion, suggesting the Defence Chief should hand back his own Honours Medal as a sign of leadership.
In international news, Adobe is set to integrate AI into Photoshop, insisting the move will not lead to job losses and mass fake images. The new program, Adobe Firefly, will be available in the desktop beta with a wider release set for later in 2023. The Director of Digital Media and Strategy for Adobe Asia Pacific, Chandra Sinathamby, says the tool would make it easier for small businesses to do their own graphic design. Many artists have raised concern that AI models have been trained on artworks under copyright. Adobe says this issue has been curbed by training the AI on Adobe's own stock images, as well as other images for public domain use.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger is at no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.